Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. Footprints Leading Lights profile, George Blondin. Dene author George Blondin was one of few Indigenous people who spoke openly about medicine power. Even in 1923, when George was born in the Great Bear Lake region of the Northwest Territories, people relied on medicine power, not money. Having medicine power meant having a successful life, perhaps being a good hunter or healer, or knowing about events before they happened.
George Blondin Hijabne, Wowisachawan, Ne Idahamizi Xi, Ne Hamnegitumi, Onchawagabine, Insidahamizi Chawan. It's in Newinchane, Great Bear Lake Region, Northwest Territories, Ketchi, 1923, Itchihantuminchawan. Zehanchiha, Ne Wasnugiabi, Hitcha. Dohain jiang chagi hami na nangu suniang si hanchiang wa chinga bisin chawan. Ne was nugia bin ne chagia nia hamin chas. Dohanda nia hamin e habize unjagi nabi hina. Nangu togada mis tacha do keaktis gain togam snugia bi.
Blondin was candid about the past, going so far as to reveal his own medicine power story in his first book, When the World Was New. At 5 years old, he was sent to get water early in the morning when an old man with long white hair rose from the lake and startled him. Dropping his pail, he raced back to the family tent and his mother's lap. Since he had not naturally embraced the spirit, his parents resigned themselves to the fact he wouldn't be a medicine man and stopped trying to help him get power. Blondin writes that he should have welcomed the power bringer, but instead resigned himself to working hard in a mundane life like most people.
Newin chacha blonde ne jamde. Danko hektam do kenwin ji hin na dacha was nugi ne. Ahna peja ugi hichawan. Hichahna ne wo zenis. Ne dacha do ken dacha snui ne. Na peja na ne uabi chen. When the world was new hijab chen. Ze dacha snui ze okiwe chawan. Hichin ne hawokna abine. Ne winchane. Saptan Sampni Nanchiha, Mini Haken Yoyaduk, Ze Minizin, Isaguinata, Nadu Sansangapi Pata, Ne Minineda, Hinampahna, Sky Nikitiha, Ze Tarki, Zepea Nanchibas, Yetibizeti, Ainchitiana, Hongu Ektakihin, Hitchin, Ne Doke Nedaha, Ne Edahawinjihibne. Go ne dache hahine. Eo sinch etangimi nan sidaha. Ogiabehti sincha hid hija na hidze hanchiha ne dokidin. Wasnugiakta kats etimize. Ze ogiabishinjo sidaha as ins zehangako. Ain kansincha basimta o manisi hid hijin da dohundosna ze basimti sincha hid.
He shared these stories because he believed in the strong importance they had to being Dene and wanted young people to realize this part of themselves. Medicine power is a phenomenon that is hard to understand and so it is not spoken of openly. Blondin meant only to preserve this knowledge and worked hard to explain it. He knew young people weren't sitting around the fire listening and talking to the old people often anymore. So he wrote down stories so they could read them.
Ne dacha hamne gitunsa dagu hamne ha ibi uabi na peja. Ne dohungo tangats e chinchat het inja ne watija biga hitsa watchincha biche duze e ubize daha. Ze dohungo tangats hitsains ne yados watchincha yamisinjanats e chinchat het hitsa na ne ham nebi dacha instimami ne dohante hika pies watchingya umani chahet. Hitcha na ne datsa snuya bine. Togina wat hijabigine. Dohante hika duken kabize snuya biktize. Ne insinta snuya bisinje nansat. Echinja hin zeons ne wuahna. Hektami hubine wat hijabiga. Non dukten hintuyabi uksa. Unchagi nabi anarptamize. Se ihab ihebia umizeons. Nangu. Hecho nanta sam hubisin jones ne wowene dohungo tangachi ichi na ain abito ki chincha het.
Blondin preserved countless stories in detail of life before contact, indicating how precise his memory was right up until his passing. Some of his stories described how people interacted with animals and how the spirit of a man could change into caribou. A man would learn of caribou nature, how they reacted to certain things, how they moved on the land, and where they liked to stay. Then, back in his human spirit, he would have a good idea of where to hunt for them.
Ne tanuskan ne mankuchin inkomenet hibishin cheha duken nia hamina duken omenke ze winda oweta hit ne mankuchin stasi zeha hitsin ne tansawuwede ne hiktam hamunchasta duken nia hana duken daguas hamunchasta watchig ye wounjani ne duken dagugi hibize ze Yapija Woweza hid hitsin ne nangu is hamnegi to me na nangu wodeja ku iain chiabi tatuga iain chiabogi hibize taku na pija na oweza hid hitsin ne dokenis wodeja iain chiabi na ne doken wodeja ze uningi ton zeko snoya na zeko oweza hid.
Interpretation of the way the world works has been lost, Blondin believed, and so he published 3 books conveying stories with spiritual themes. For his storytelling efforts, Blondin received the Ross Charles Award in 1990 for Native Journalism and was inducted as a member of the Order of Canada in 2003. The prolific writer passed away at the age of 87 on October 12, 2008, after suffering a stroke.
Ah, nushtan dohanina yabich echinjons ne oabi yamni oetahid ne dukin hikta mwaunjanabi dagogi hibike ze ne wowenin opeetahid. Hitsahna ne wowabogi na dacha ham hamnegitumi dacha wounjanabiko na pejabi ogihize oabien oache duzeons ne ne utabi wida tanganin Order of Canada. Ze Kubita hidden 2003 keha. Ne wawabi dohun opine, ne winchane. Ne winchimna shahnoa hagesha shagoi thumpnichiha. October 12th, 2008 keha. Ne woyada chayapahna mankochin stan sahid.